Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting since 1973, and I've written for several of the Treasure magazines. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. We're going to look at two topics this time around. First, how deep does it go? What determines the depth you get from your metal detector? And second, long-distance locators. Should I buy one? The first question virtually every newcomer to metal detecting asks when buying a detector is how deep does it go? Unfortunately, it's not that easy. Some detectors have great depth in some situations and poor depth in other situations. Let's look at some of the things that affect the effective depth of a metal detector. Perhaps the most important factor in getting maximum depth is operator skill. A detecting pro with a cheap machine can outperform a beginner with an expensive detector almost every time. So for this discussion, let's assume we're talking about a skilled operator. The first variable in detector depth is the composition of the soil. The red ground you dig in the south is quite different from the black soil of the central states or the sandy soil of the west. Ground mineralization affects the depth of a metal detector too. Generally speaking, the more iron in the soil, the harder it is to get good solid signals from sunken coins. Some detectors can punch through mineralized soil a lot better than other detectors. The wetness of the ground affects depth too. Detectors go deeper when the ground is saturated. Hunting a few days after a heavy rain can often give you coins your detector missed when the ground was dry. And as a bonus, digging in wet ground is a lot easier than digging in hard, dry ground. Dry ground doesn't pass electrical impulses as well as wet ground does. You know what I'm talking about if you've ever stood in a rain puddle and touched a live electrical wire. Youch! The material the target is made of can determine depth. Some detectors seem to really lock in on silver, for example, and others are especially tuned to pick up tiny gold targets. The longer a target has been in the ground, the deeper it can be detected. As rainwater soaks into the ground, it reacts with the metal in the coin. Molecules of metal are separated from the coin and leach into the ground, forming a halo around the coin. That halo makes the coin appear bigger to your detector, and if it's bigger, you can detect it deeper. Sometimes when you dig such a coin, you break up the halo field and the coin becomes its actual size to the detector's coil, meaning that your detector can no longer find it. This is quite a mystery if you don't understand what's going on. The size of the coil on your detector affects its depth-seeking ability, too. A larger coil goes deeper, but a smaller coil is more sensitive to tiny objects that aren't so deep. A larger coil is harder to use, too, because it's more difficult to keep it level to the ground, and it's heavier, and that will tire your arm out faster. Finally, an isolated coin is a lot easier to detect than one that has junk near it or even over it, like a bottle cap or a pull tab or a nail. So the bottom line is there is no correct answer to the question, how deep does a particular metal detector go? The real question is, for what I want to do, coin shooting, relic hunting, water hunting, whatever, does my machine go about as deep as the other guy's machine in most situations? New topic, let's talk a bit about long-distance metal locators. You see them advertised in the Treasure magazines and catalogs. Detect gold from 3 football fields away. These things look like a plumb bob or a Buck Rogers ray gun, and some of them are priced in 4 figures. Some of these machines will let you detect without ever leaving your easy chair. You just swing them over a map and they'll zero in on where the treasure is. I'm looking at an ad right now for a machine called the Pro 2 Gold Cross that, quote, detects gold up to 300 yards away and up to 70 feet deep. Further, it runs on just 1 9-volt battery, and its cost is just $1,000. Oh, another $50 if you want the model that finds silver, too. Why should anyone bother with a bulky metal detector with a range of just a few inches when you can find a small nugget at the far end of 3 football fields with this thing, right? But wait a minute. Just how do these things work? Well, they use an RC timing circuit, or a digital oscillator, or a power tube with mineral crystals and a radioactive stimulant. Basically, these machines are glorified dowsing rods. If you have the magic, you'll find the treasure. If you don't, yeah. Seriously, if you had a machine that could find gold from 1,000 feet away, which of these two options would you choose? Number one, build a factory, hire employees, manufacture these wonderful machines, and sell them to other people so they can go out and find gold all day. Or, would you, go out and find gold all day yourself and not waste time building a factory. Yep, that's what I'd do too. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at the Treasure Corner. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.